الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and elders, it gives me great pleasure once again to be in this beautiful masjid of yours. I consider this masjid to be my masjid in Sri Lanka. Because I was the first one to give the first Juma in this masjid 2 or 3 years ago when the masjid started, alhamdulillah. Today I wish to remind myself and you of the importance of making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in Surah Ibrahim where he said, وَإِذْ تَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised and mentioned that verily for the one who does the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever he receives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase those ni'mat for that person, will increase his bounty for that person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the one who is not thankful, who is thankless and ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Verily my azab, very severe. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all among his slaves who will be called before him as shakirin, inshaAllah. So let us see, it is very important therefore, if we want to be thankful to somebody, it is not sufficient merely to say, I thank you for this, for everything. Not enough. One should be conscious of specifically what are you thankful for. For example, the same thing applies if you want to ask forgiveness of somebody. You know, we have this custom many people do, my friends in South Africa, when anytime they went for Umrah or Hajj, they will send a SMS message to their entire list in the telephone book, maybe 1,000 people, saying, please make me mark. Now you are, make you mark for what? Who are you anyway? You know, I mean, it's 1,000 people, we don't even know who is in that list. Make me mark. This is not enough. If you have done something to somebody, we have to go and ask him specifically to forgive you. You send one general message to the whole of mankind, it's not sufficient. Similarly, for sugar, it is very important for us to consciously think and remember what is it that we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. So let us see what is it that we have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his kalam, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, Bismillahir rahmanir rahim, الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. I will not translate all the ayat because we don't have time. I know what time I have to finish this bayan. But I will speak on only two things in this whole passage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself and said, who is Allah? Allah is the teacher of the Quran. Allah is the teacher of the Quran.
علم القرآن. He is the one who taught the Quran. I remind myself, when you imagine a world without the kalam of Allah, think about this. What would our life be if there was no Quran to listen to? What would our life be if there was no Quran to read? What would our life be if there was no Quran to recite? What would our life be if there was no Taraweeh and no Qiyamul Layl? And what would our life be if we could not take joy and we could not get sukoon from the recitation of the kalam of Allah Jalla wa Ala? Just imagine, think about this. And then ask yourself, should you not and should I not, before we even open the kalam of Allah, should we not make a sajda and say, Ya Allah, all shukr to you that you gave us this kalam. Would we have demanded the kalam if Allah had not given it? There is a madrasa in Peter Maritzburg in South Africa. Madrasa was known. The word that give them your zakat, give them your sadaqat and so on. Madrasa al-Noor is a madrasa for the blind. And if you go to Madrasa al-Noor, you find these blind huffaz of Quran who are reading the Quran by using braille, by the touch. But Subhanallah, think about that. That they who is reading the Quran has never seen the Quran of Allah. He has never seen the Arabic, he has never seen the Muslim. Should we not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us sight that we can see his kalam and recite. In the madrasa to know also there are huffaz ajeeb who recite beautifully, but they are deaf. They are reciting by looking at the kalam, by looking at the braille, but they are deaf. He has never heard the kalam of Allah. He cannot even hear his own recitation, but he recites the kalam of Allah. May Allah increase their darajat, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with the recitation, inshallah. Should we not thank Allah for this? The second piece out of this passage which I recited is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Nizam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His law, about the Sharia, about Al-Furqan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about what is right and what is wrong. Imagine a world in which there is no law. Imagine a world which we like to call the world of the law of the jungle. What kind of world is that? Is there any safety in that world? Is there any justice in that world? Is there any tamiz and fark between right and wrong in this world? How would you like to live in that world, even if you are wealthy, even if you are healthy, when you are not sure of the safety of your iznat or not sure of the safety of your life or your health? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the mizan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the fark, the difference between right and wrong. Should we not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a beautiful hadith from the seerah, he recited this whole surah, Surah Ar-Rahman, before his sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi wa sallam. And at the end of the recitation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, are you not going to say anything? And the sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what do you want them to say? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wallahi, I recited this whole surah before the jinn. And he said, every time I recited فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, he said, the jinn responded and they responded to this, and they said, لَا نُكَذِّبُ بِشَيْءٍ لَا نُكَذِّبُ بِشَيْءٍ لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ رَبِّنَا لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ رَبِّنَا لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ لا بشيء من نعمة ربنا نكذبه. They said, we do not deny any of the ni'mat of our Rabb. He said, every time I recited فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, the jinn said, لا بشيء من نعمة ربنا نكذبه. We do not deny the ni'mat, any ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself and you, my brothers, it is necessary to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is necessary to respond to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We worship a Rabb who hears and listens. We worship a Rabb who is alive, hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm. We do not worship sticks and stones. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla wa ala, who is alimun bi zaati sudur, who is sami'ul alim.
Laisa kamitslihi shay'un wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. This is Allah. And this is his kalam, it is a living kalam, it is an address. And we need to understand that, we need to respond to that, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his kalam. We need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us a deen, which is a way of complete life for us. Any part, any aspect of our life, if we have any doubt, if we have any question, where do we refer it to? We refer it to the Kitab of Allah and to the Sunnah of His Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we get the law of the Sharia and we refer to that and we see and we differentiate what is right from what is wrong. This is from the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ وَبَدَأَ خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينٍ ثم جعل نفسه من سلالة من ماء مهين ثم سواه ونفخ فيه من روحه وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. Surah Sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his ni'mat, that he created us beautiful, that he gave us sama wal absara wal afila, he gave us hearing and he gave us sight and he gave us understanding. And then Allah says, qalilan ma tashkurun, few are those who are grateful, the most of them are not grateful. Remember my brothers, that it is from the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never to use what Allah has given us in his disobedience. It is not sufficient only to simply say, oh Allah, I thank you for my sight and then my eyes are seeing what is haram. It is not sufficient to say, Allah, thank you for my hearing and my ears are listening to what is haram. It is not enough to say, ya Allah, thank you for my kalam and we speak what is haram and we curse and we make riba and namima and we slander the people and we backbite people, which is haram. It is not sufficient to do that. If we are thankful, then we never use what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in his disobedience. You want to disobey Allah? Go and take sight from someone else first and then go and look at haram. Go and take hearing from somebody else first and then go and listen to haram. Go and take understanding from someone else first and then go and argue against the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and against the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are using the intelligence which Allah gave you, then that intelligence must never be used for anything which is disobedience of Allah jalla wa ala. This is from the huquq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the haqq of the one who gave it, that it must never be used against him. We apply the same rule for ourselves. When we give somebody something and that person misuses it or he uses it against us, what do we say? Then how can we take what Allah Jalla wa Ala has given us and use it against him? Na'udhu Billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. We must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by our tongue and by our actions. I remind myself and you always to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not have the time to list all the things that we have to be thankful for. I don't think I need to list that, because each one of us needs to list it for himself. And therefore I will end my bayan by just giving you one request. As homework today for yourself, go and sit down and do not go to sleep tonight. Sit with a piece of paper and list down, write down one by one, itemize all the things that you need to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Some of those things are names. Some of those things are not things. They are people. Some of those things are our attitudes, are the ilm that we have, which is not things. And say, I'm using the word thing, not meaning material, but thing meaning. English language is poor. What can I do? There's only one word for thing. But please think about that. List, inshallah, you'll do this tonight, inshallah. List it, inshallah. Finally, what is the benefit of that? The benefit of that is that when we are thankful for something, it increases the enjoyment of that thing. It increases the enjoyment of this thing. Apart from the bounty Allah will give, that is different. Just the enjoyment of the thing. If you sit in your car, maybe it's a small car, but you say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabb, you gave me this beautiful car. Otherwise, I would have been walking on the street, or I would have been catching a bus. Alhamdulillah. We say, Alhamdulillah, we sit in the car, you feel nice, you feel good. You don't need a 7 series BMW to feel good. any car. If this is the car, Alhamdulillah, ya Rab, ya, what, how beautiful this car you gave me. You look at your wife and you say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, ya Rab, you gave me this good woman who is pious, who worships and who prays for me. Eh? Who prays for me, he makes dua for me. How many of us are here? How many of us are here who look at your wife and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you gave you a woman who you can trust, who gave you a woman about whom you don't know, you need not have any doubt, is she faithful to me or not faithful to me? Should we need to thank Allah or not? What about this? How many women look at their husband and say, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me this man who looked after me, who takes care of me, who honors me. I don't have to fear the world because this husband of mine, as long as he is alive, Alhamdulillah, he will do whatever is necessary for me to be comfortable, for me to be happy. How many of us look at our children? Well, I live in a world today where by and large, the children are better than the parents. There is more deen in the young than there is in the old. How many of us look at our children and say, Alhamdulillah, when I am born in my cover, at least my son or my daughter will pray for me. How many of us look at our parents and say, Subhanallah, the two doors of Jannah, my mother and my father, may Allah preserve them. And as long as these doors of Jannah are open, any time I want something, I can ask for dua and I will get dua. My father passed away, Rahmatullah Alayhi, in 2005. And that is the biggest loss that I have, that one door of Jannah is closed. I used to call him and say, this I need, please make dua, he'll make dua. That is close. Alhamdulillah, mother is alive, Alhamdulillah, may Allah keep her there. That door is open. How many of us thank them for, thank Allah for this? Enjoyment of the ni'mah increases when you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your hearts and my heart with His thankfulness. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase the joy of whatever He has given us. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase the bounty of what He has given us. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you, to protect you, with and cover you with His rahmah, and to accept all your du'as, and to enter you into the Jannah bighayri hisab, inshaAllah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather all of us like He has gathered us today under the shade of His arsh on the day when there will be no shade except His shade. Wa sallallahu ala nabihi kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. For more lectures, visit SLHub.